It is time for our middle school update, and we head to Coldwater's Legge Middle School. And welcome in Principal Jody Noble. Start of the school year for you guys. It always seems to be a big rush at the beginning of the year, isn't it, Jody, no matter what school you're in?
Good morning. Yes, it's a fun rush. It's always exciting to have the kids back in the building and the staff, and it makes the building full versus the lonely hall sometimes we feel in the summers.
Yeah. Well, not so much at the middle school, but obviously the high school this last week with homecoming, everything else, there was a lot of that. I'm sure some of that spilled over to the middle school level a little bit. So now maybe time to catch your breath and get back to normal a little bit?
Yeah, we had, last week the kids did have their little theme dress-up days, and we also had students march in the parade. I want to thank the teachers that volunteered their time for taking the students in the parade experience, and it is a great experience for them to be a part of. Definitely, we are grounding ourselves back into the home of things. I do want to thank a couple of people. Union Palette, United Way, donated multiple books for our library. If you have a chance to stop by the library, it's the shelves are filling, and we still have the parent lending library. But some parents have found some great resources for, including myself as a parent, and it's still there for parents to check out.
Oh, great. And it's always neat when local businesses and other organizations can help out the local schools.
Oh, yeah.
Also, you're doing something special for eighth graders this year.
Yeah, Walmart Distribution Center contacted us with a program called My Futuro, and we put the message out to parents and students, and students signed up as a volunteer to attend a session after school once a month with two leaders from the Walmart Distribution Center. They're really focusing on career development with the students. Last week was the first session, and the kids, I spoke with the kids the following day, and they truly liked it, and they thought that it helps them think about things beyond what they just see in their normal day-to-day life as far as careers.
Mm-hmm.
And they still have some spots if kids or parents are still interested, contact the middle school and we can help negotiate that.
Yeah, in this era of the new merit curriculum and somewhat in cases of a restricted path that kids can go down if they want to get to all the credits and everything, to maybe know a little even sooner what kind of area they want to go to probably is helpful, isn't it?
Yes, of course. And part of my belief was our job as eighth grade instructors is to help them start to think about that before they get to the high school level. Partnering with Walmart has helped. We do take a college field trip to help expose students to their opportunities, and we'll do that in the spring. But I think anything we can do to help expose them to their future, sometimes it's hard for a 13-year-old to think beyond the day, but it is helpful.
All right. Let's talk about some of the other upcoming events, including you've got some testing coming up.
MEEP is coming up. We have MEEP starting October 8th, and all students will be taking the reading test across the state, and then it lingers out through the 8th and 9th, the 10th, the 15th, and the 16th. It's important for our students to come prepared, have eaten a strong breakfast, and has got a good night's sleep. And those little things can really help set the stage for students. And our teachers have set up some things we do during the day, during the MEEP testing, as a little MEEP incentive as teachers see students focusing and trying to work on their potential. They drop a little, hey, thank you, little tag down, and they can exchange that for a dance ticket or some other incentives as teachers have developed. So that helps, I think, students know that we really appreciate them trying their hardest.
All right. Anything else on the schedule here the next month or so at Legge Middle School?
Yeah, we have October 7th, we have Stomp Out Bullying Day. It's a national day, and we're going to participate and encourage our students to wear blue T-shirts on October 7th. Some of our students have made anti-bullying posters. I have a couple boys working on cutting out little boots so students can sign, saying that they are going to help stomp out bullying, as a participant or as a witness. And we have a Girl Scout group that contacted me last week and said they have some extra time. What can we do? And so some six-year-olds are making some posters for us. I'm excited to receive those today.
All right. Great stuff. So still, we say it's calmer. It's still busy at Legge Middle School.
It's busy. It's fun. It is very fun and busy, and been a great start to a great year.
Great, Jody. Thanks. We'll be in touch, all right?
Yep, thank you, Ken.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Jody Noble, she's the principal at Legg Middle School in Coldwater with us on this edition of our Middle School Update.